Ve'ezes Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Ayin Heyam at Beis, near the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara says, Toshma, we're attempting to bring another raya to the Chakira, whether the gedder of Shitas Rabbi Lezer, that you could be made for Nedarim, even before she made the Neder, we're bringing a raya that it's the gedder is loy chaylin, that the Neder may oylam is not chal, not that it's chaylin ubetaylin. But the Toshma is from a brisa where Rabbi Lezer is having a shakavatai with the Rabbanon. That's always the nekuda in the sugya over here, to realize that the brises that the Gemara is quoting on the Toshma are the etzem shakavatai of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon on the gufadin. And the Gemara is grada, besides that, being ma'ayin, whether you could be medayik, lakan ulakan, lagabi the shayla, whether it's chaylan or betaylan or loy chaylan. We're up to the third Toshma, where Rabbi Lezer brings a tzustel from the gedorim of mikveh to his shita. And the Gemara at this Shlav is going to want to prove, agav from that, that must be the Gedder of Rabbi Lezer is Leichailan. And the quote is, and there's actually, Kama Vakama Girsis, we'll speak out three, Mahalchim, three Girsis. The Ran himself brings three, many other Rishonim bring this, other Girsis, but we're going to speak out the three Girsis that are available here in the Ran and in the other Rishonim Toshma. Omaloy Lir Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbanon attack Rabbi Lezer. And they say, Rabbi Lezer, you want to say that there's a Musig of being Mefer and Neder, even before the Neder was Chal, and that would be paramount to a Mushal of a Mikvah, being mitahir something even before it was tameh, and the nusach is like this: umam mikvah shemalas atmei mitumosam in matzal ala tahirim letamei adam shein malas atmei mitumosam and idin shu layatzal ala tahirim letamei. End of quote. The Gemara's raya is shma mino loy chaylin. It's a raya that it's not chal at all. Now, one at a time, we'll go through the first gear. So the first gear of the Ran brings is Rabbeinu Baruch, and this gear of the Ran and Rabbeinu Baruch and many of the Rishonim has nothing to do with adam. It's not the gear of lefenenu. This girsa that the focus is just on a mikvah, and it's a simple nakuda. A mikvah is mitahir something that's tummy. An adam, a kli, that's tummy. It goes into the mikvah is mitahir it. That's in a mushal, a neder, and the baal is mefer it. But avada, we know that a mikvah, you can't be toivel in a mikvah, a davar tahar, an adam tahar, a kli tahar, and the mikvah should poil that even later on, 10 minutes later, the next day, afterwards, if it's negeya in a sheretz, and it comes in contact with tumah, that the mikvah that he had done before should prevent and be neya the tumah. The rabbanon laughingly say at Rabbi Lezer, but what are they attacking? They're saying, like Rabbi Lezer, that's what comes out. They say, you see, they understood what Rabbi Lezer was saying was such a concept. Rabbi Lezer wanted to say loy chaylin. Rabbi Lezer wanted to say that the baal, aka the mikvah, could be mefer the neder even before it was another. They're saying that's paramount to saying that a mikvah you could be toivel etmaha and be matar something that to be minei tumah from something else. And of how do we know there's no such thing? That's the first girsa. Like this girsa has nothing to do with an adam that's by leia a tabat. We're going to soon see. And this girsa flat out the raya was from mikvah lechudei, and the Gemara is able to prove the idea of lechaylin. Because one last time, the Rabbanan's attack was, Rabbi Lezer, in your Havonis, the same way, a Baal is made for an Eder that's already Kayim, and therefore he could be made for an Eder that wasn't here yet. So a mikvah should be able to be metaros of things that weren't Tameh yet. Now the Ran is Moisef, though, when he brings a Sifri, that says, that Hillel Oimer afilu heimitoi chamayim. And we're going to soon see about that. That's, what did the Ran want from that case of the Sifri, bazunda, that a person is negeh something while he's in the water stone? Ad Kan, the first girsa. The Girsa Shnia, which is the Girsa Lefanenu, that the Gemara is trying to prove Rabbi Lezer from a Maman of Shach. Rabbi Lezer's attitude was that L'chayr, it's seemingly easier to be Mefer / Metaher, something that wasn't Tameh yet, something that wasn't a Neder yet. Frek the Gemara from a clash of Mikveh to Adam, that you see that this far is not true on both accounts. Mitzad Echon in a Mikveh, Kimavur, Avada, it's Metaher, something that's already Tameh, but it's not Metaher to be Meinei Tuma. But on the other hand, by Adam, you see Punk Fakert. If an Adam, this is the way the Ran learns, if an Adam is not mitahir a kli that's tummy. An adam is swallows a tabas that's tummy, and then chazer v'hikiyoy, either from his mouth or derech beisarei. There's different shotim, but if he's hikiyoy, it's still going to be tummy. It doesn't take the tumu off, and yet an adam is mitahir a tabas tahira if he swallows it, and then it goes into oil ameis. The adam, because it's tumu belua, which is a whole sugi, but that's the concept, is meinei the tumah. So says the Gemara, Hagav Atzmach, Rabbi Lezer, your svara, that it's easier to prevent something that wasn't even from before, it's not true. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Mitzad echad by mikvah, it's meinei the tumah. By mikvah, it's mitar the tumah, but not meinei the tumah. By an adam fakert, it's not mitar, but it is meinei the tumah. So you see that there's no kula and chumra here at all. Ad Kan, the second girsa. The Girsa Shlishis is that the Gemara came and asked a Dover Tumua on Rabbi Lezer, which is really the mikvah question, but with an elaborate way with an Adam. And it goes like this. Ma an Adam, that it's not able to be Matahir Tumayim. If he swallows a Tabas, that's Tumay and Makiyat, it's not Matahirit. But an Adam could be Maynea Tumah Balua. So if a mikvah, which is Matahir Tumayim, should Zichr be able to be Maynea Tumah? So it's similar to the first pshat, but it's elaborate because it's using adam. It's making a four-pronged thing instead of just a two-prong. And the Ran Tak asked, what was the need for that? What's wrong with the first girsa? And again, Bishlam are like the second girsa, the Ran's not asking, because in the second girsa was a different style, b'chlal. We were showing that ain't cool of chumra b'zeh. But like this third girsa, at the end of the day, we're sachakol asking the quick question from mikvah again. So the Ran says, in a chanami, he wanted to be malam the kasha, the prat, that maybe this is a focus on Rabbi Lezer and the Braisa that made the Kalvachoymer, not just from an Isha itself. Madach Abal could be made for Nidri Ishtoi, so he could be made for Nidorim that weren't here yet. But rather, he compared it to Kol Nidri of a person that's made for his own Nidorim. So therefore, also, we're comparing it Adam Klape, the mikvah. Now, there's a big noise over here. Is you do with the Geshit of the Kesef Mishnah. B'Ktzor will speak out. The Pshat is the Rambam in Hilchas Oves HaTuma, Perek Vav Alochat HaZayin. The Rambam says, Hanigeya Ba'av Oves HaTuma HaMushnach B'toich HaMikvah K'Neveh Sheretz. Mishkav, Shahiva Mikvah, Nogabai, Hareza Tommy. And he brings a pasuk for that. But then he continues, the Chain Zov, Shadoras ala Mishkav, Shumunach Bamikvah, Hareya Mishkav Tommy, Uchshiyala, Mishkav Benamikvah, Yatar, Shavi also like Tvila. And this is Negev the Mishkav, calls man that he's still in the Mikvah and he's Poshit Yodoi, it's still going to be Metama other things. Hashver Zacha, but the Kesef Mishnah says, Nira, this is the quote we wanted. Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Ovis Atuma, Perikvav Alochat Hazain, the Bavus, the Kesef Mishnah. Nira says the Kesef Mishnah, Mitoich Advarim, Shahatam, Mipnei She'ein HaTomi Nitar, Ela Ba'al Yossi Mehamik, Veloi Ba'oidi B'toich HaMikvah. Kesef Mishnah says a fascinating idea, that a person is only Tahar after he's Oile from the Mikvah. While he's in the Mikvah, he's not Metahar yet. The Tahara first comes afterwards. So the Achrayim are tumbling on this Kesef Mishnah. First of all, from the Sugya Alein over here, the Ran brings a mushel from the Sefri. When you're in the water and you touch it, you still tummy. And that's a riot that a mikvah can't prevent tumah. Fregen d'achroinim, the Pri Yitzchok, Chilik Beis, Simen Laman Hei, Davni Nezer is Mayruch on this Kesef Mishnah in Choshen Mishpat, Simenayim Beis. What's the truth? At Kama that the Ran really entertained its tzad that you could be Meinea tumah by doing Toivel and you Meinea future tumas. So, Naniach is such a thing, but don't quote me, Sefri Nishtas. The Sefri is when he's still in the water. When he's still in the water, you're not Tabitar yet. And Bechlal the Avni Nezer asks, the Pasuk says, V'rochatz v'mayim, that the Rechitza itself, not coming out of the mikvah. There is a Rei, the Chiddush and the Achrayim, they want to say that, fascinating, the Kesef Mishnah is only referring to someone who became Tamei in the mikvah. If you went into the mikvah Torah, and then in the mikvah touched the Sheretz, in the mikvah you became Tamei. So then you can only become Torah when you walk out of the mikvah, when you're Oilam in the mikvah. But Avad, if you were Tamei prior to being in the mikvah, then Avad, the Etzem Knisa into the mikvah is Metari. That is another problem, a technical thing, the Velt asks. There's a famous sugi in Mikvahs when a person is metaher in a mikvah that's exactly arboyim sa. Now, lechara, when you're tevel in a mikvah mitzumtzum of exactly arboyim sa, so even before you walked out of the mikvah, a few of the drops will nivel in your guf, and then there's not a 40 sa. So by the time you walked out of the mikvah, it's not a mikvah yet. So they say the famous chap, Reb Chaim, others acharonim say it also. That's cool, you went out of the mikvah when the few drops went away and the mikvah dipped below its 40 sa level. Ois mikvah, so you left the mikvah, you were oila from the mikvah. You don't have to have a physical oila in a mikvah. You left the mikvah because the water went away. It's called leaving the mikvah. A mushal for such a thing. You know, there's an Indian, I'll pick Kabbalah sometimes, to do 40 tevilos in a mikvah or 101 tevilos in a mikvah, a big Indian. So you have these people that are mamish up and down. It's a whole exertion, an exercise. So a litva comes and tells them, no. Go into the mikveh totally, take one finger, your etzba, and every time just pop your etzba out of the water and back and forth, in the water, back and forth, 101 times. Every time, it's a new tefillah. You have to be kulay in the mikveh. When you left the mikveh, you left the mikveh. Akoponim, b'hon achtinu v'salkinu v'z kesef mishnah, is meshach shaychi, among other things, also to our sugya, the nakuda that the aliyah of the mikveh is first coming afterwards. But we're holding now in the shlav, where the Gemara wanted to prove, and we said the three girsas, but the Gemara wanted to prove that the Omer Leil Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbana who attacked Rabbi Lezer, either directly from a case of mikvah, or from comparing a mikvah to an Adam, that a mikvah is only mitaher tmeim mikoidim, and not mitaher to be minea tumah. And an Adam is fakert. He can be minea tumah because of tumah balua, but he can't be mitaher the tumah that he was bileya. The Mefarshah brings a different shot that he's not that he's minea the tumah because of that it's tumah balua and tumah soil, but that it becomes kliglolim, and as kliglolim it's not makabal tumah. But on Al Kulana, the Gemara's Raya was that you see from the Rabbanan's attack to Rabbi Lezer, must be that the Rabbanan understood in the Rabbi Lezer that he meant Loi Chaylin Klal. Frek the Gemara, we're going to see in the Hemshach, Eimah Sefer, the Gemara's going to have that the Hemshach, the Vatari continued the other way. In the end, the Gemara's going to be before that the Rabbanan themselves had two Havanas Klapi Rabbi Lezer, and they wanted to Memonav Shach attack him, Sayan the Tzad of Loi Chaylin, and Sayan the Tzad of Chaylin's Loi Betalin. That we'll see in the Hemshach.